The Baltimore Housing Authority is planning to have the Gilmore Homes public housing community partially demolished by 2019. Gilmore Homes is where Freddie Gray once lived. Last night, Housing Authority officials met with Gilmore Homes residents to lay out their plans. WIPO's Dominique Maria Benessi was there, and she's on the line now. Dominique, lay these plans out for us. How many residents are expected to be relocated?
In total, there will be 6 buildings targeted for demolition for early 2019. That's about 132 units and 123 families that will be relocated. That's the plan, but let's keep in mind that it only works if the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development approves of it.
Why is there such a need to move residents out of these buildings?
Well, Jeanette Abrams, executive director of the Housing Authority, cited a few reasons why these buildings were targeted for demolition. First, it would cost $17.6 million to fix the problem in these buildings. She also mentioned safety. Here's a clip.
We understand there's a safety issue here at this property. And so with the safety issue, maintenance concerns, we've been hearing a lot about some heat issues. And of course, we want to address all those things in this plan.
So a few things in that. Residents last night complained about drug trafficking, vandalized security lights, and broken cameras. And some residents even talked about the need for emergency transfers because they felt threatened or unsafe in their own neighborhoods.
What's going to happen to the residents that will be relocated once this demolition takes place?
Right, well, that part is still kind of unclear. Abrams said this is just the first step in a long process and telling residents not to do anything drastic.
We're asking you not to do anything. Don't move. Don't do anything drastic. We're going to come back. We're going to sit with you. Now, the relocation counselors will work with each one of the families one-on-one.
On January 23rd, the Housing Authority will meet with residents affected by relocation. And then till March, relocation counselors will be individually meeting with residents to discuss about relocation. But HUD approval may not come until late July. Then residents will be moved between July and December.
What are you hearing from these residents about what they feel about the relocation plans?
Well, I got the impression that these residents feel they have other pressing issues to deal with, like heating. Many people feel they're constantly putting in maintenance requests for heating that doesn't work. They also mentioned issues of rodents and cockroaches and contractors that don't get to every building to exterminate them. All in all, they're pessimistically hopeful about that demolition and relocation will happen because of all the other issues that remain kind of unresolved for them.
Dominique Maria Benessi is WIPR's City Hall reporter. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.